T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That's our weekly visit with Norman Leahy, reporter for Real Clear Investigations, editor at Ballotpedia, and a Virginia blogger for The Washington Post. Norman, good morning. How are you?
Good. Good, Gary. How are things there in the bunker?
Things are good here in the bunker, that is for sure. And, it's just a Monday. So, it's interesting. We're 16 days in now since the Governor Northam story broke, and then, you know, behind that was Justin Fairfax, and behind that was Attorney General Mark Herring. No resignations. That appears to be I call it like the old Muhammad Ali rope-a-dope. Just let everybody punch themselves out and then just keep going.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And that was probably Northam's strategy almost from, after he made his third statement on that Saturday. Remember, two apologies and then, and I didn't do it. He's very much in the rope-a-dope stage right now, but it also is counting on the fact that voters at large have very short attention spans, and which is increasingly true, especially with the news flow being 24/7 like it has been for many years now, but also that politicians themselves and maybe the voters who vote for them have lost a sense of shame, and that scandals, missteps, even in some cases indictments that would have summarily ended political careers once upon a time no longer seem to do so, as politicians seem to be more willing to try to brazen things out than to go off and try to set their personal affairs in order.
Now, I know there's a lot of reasons for this, but, you know, part of it is with these 24/7 news cycles, fatigue with the story, you mentioned the attention span. People just move on to the next thing very quickly. But there's also, you know, the moral compass has shifted in this country. And then there's also just the moving on to the next thing and finding the next thing to be outraged about. I know all of these are part of it. Which do you think is the biggest part of it?
I think largely it's that, first of all, many, many people just aren't engaged in politics at all. You and I and many listeners are sort of abnormalities in that we pay a great deal of attention to this stuff. We live it, we breathe it, and we think everybody else does too. But strangely enough, if you talk to normal people who lead normal lives and have normal concerns, it's almost like speaking a different language. They don't know and really don't care. They've got other things to worry about. And that's in many ways healthy. In ways that it's unhealthy, though, is that it allows things to fester in the body politic that really should not be allowed to, that they need to be excised. And we have seen that, for example, there's the rumor now that Joe Morrissey might be thinking about running for office again to go to the General Assembly. Remember, Joe was commuting between jail and the House of Delegates a few years ago, brazened his term out. He eventually lost at the polls. But is that really the sort of thing that we want to see back in public life? And now we might have 3 years of Ralph Northam on an apology tour for something that happened 35 years ago. Is that something that we really need to have happen in Virginia's public life? Not to mention whatever might befall the Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax in his potential struggle, potential investigation into what he may have done several years ago or not done several years ago. We're in this. Those of us who pay close attention to us, we get churned up by it. Eventually, we do get bored by it, and we too wait for the next big thing to come over the horizon. Well, what did the president say today? And that kind of distracts us for a bit. But that doesn't mean that the thing that isn't churning, that's bad, isn't still there and needs to be addressed.
You know, in no way, when I ask this question, am I defending blackface in any way, shape, or form, because there's no scenario where it's appropriate or acceptable. But at what point does the governor basically saying it's him and then saying it's not him 24 hours later have a credibility issue? And then the same thing with the attorney general, who condemns the governor and then says he did the same thing. At what point does that become a greater issue in terms of these guys' credibility moving forward?
Well, there should have been credible issues right out of the gate. And I think in Northam's case, he is paying a more immediate price only because the General Assembly is currently in session. There is business to be conducted. And it is largely, if you read the news accounts of it, being conducted by members of his cabinet, less so him. In fact, there are many Democrats who are reluctant to say pieces of legislation have the governor's backing for fear of what sort of repercussions that might cause. And that's really a difficult scenario because the governor, even though he is a diminished figure personally, retains tremendous institutional power, not only over the budget, but over all legislation through the veto. And of course, he has tremendous patronage power in the number of people he can appoint to various boards, committees, even his own cabinet. So even though Ralph is diminished and is going to go on his apology tour, he still has tremendous power that has to be reckoned with. And it's going to be fascinating to see how that plays out, certainly over the remainder of the session here over the next couple of weeks, but if he brazens it out over the next 3 years.
And what's going to be fascinating is with everything going on to Justin Fairfax and everything going on with Mark Herring and his credibility problem, the race for the Democratic nomination in 2021, has the landscape of that has definitely changed, right?
Yes, it has. Absolutely. And one of the most trenchant things I've heard about this is that if you're a Democrat who has ever harbored statewide ambitions, the races are wide open because the presumptive front runners are wounded. And there's who knows what else will come out between now and the time the filing deadline rolls around. So, yeah, if you're a Democrat, you know, think about how you might look in the governor's mansion.
Wow. So there you go. Pretty much a new definition of wide open. Pretty much any of us can be the governor. There you have it.
Yeah. I bow out right now, though. I will not run.
Yeah, no. Me either. And if nominated, I will not run. If elected, I will not serve. Okay, Norman, great stuff as always. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Gary.
Norman Leahy, reporter for Real Clear Investigations, editor at Ballotpedia, and a Virginia blogger for The Washington Post.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.